Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Warning. This episode contains graphic and violent 911 calls. Listener discretion advised. February 10th, 1990. A bowling alley manager, 34-year-old Stephanie Senek, was in her office preparing to open the business with her 12-year-old daughter Melissa Rapace and Melissa's 13-year-old friend Amy Hauser, who were planning to supervise the alley's daycare. Two men entered through an unlocked door. One of the men pulled a .22 caliber pistol on Amy and ordered her into Stephanie's office, where she and Melissa were already being held by the other gunmen. A short time later, 12-year-old Melissa dialed 911.
Emergency.
Please help me.
Well, slow down.
We were all shot in a holdup.
Okay, where are you at?
701 East Amador, Las Cruces Bowl? Yes.
Okay, and there were shots fired?
Yes. All of us were hurt.
Huh?
All of us were hurt. I think I'm the only one conscious.
All of you were hurt? Okay, we'll get an ambulance rolling.
Please.
Okay, what's your name?
Melissa Repass. Please hurry.
Okay, Melissa, we've got them dispatched. Did you see who did it?
No, sir. They told us all to get down. They shot me 5 times.
Okay, we'll get them rolling, Melissa. Just hang on. Take a deep breath. Got patrol units in route. How many people are hurt?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7 people are hurt?
Yes, I think.
Seven subjects hurt. Okay. Okay, Melissa.
It hurts.
Okay. Melissa, I've got an ambulance and I've got the police officers in route. They'll be with you just shortly.
Okay.
Okay. You didn't see what any of the
Mom,
men were wearing?
They took all of our money.
Kind of the men were wearing or anything?
No.
Nothing, huh? They just walked in?
Uh-huh.
Do you know if they were black men, white men?
One black man. They're both black.
Two black men?
Yeah.
Okay. No, they've left. Two black male.
Please hurry.
Okay. It's okay, Melissa.
There's a fire, too.
There's a fire?
Right on the desk. They're going to burn us up.
Are the men still there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. They put us in the office.
They put you in the office?
Yes, I need a fire engine too. Please help me.
And two. Okay, Melissa. She said they locked them in the office. She doesn't know if they're still there or not.
The door's open. There's a fire.
It's on Amador, yeah.
Please
can
help.
Can you smell smoke, Melissa?
Yes, I can see it.
Okay.
Can I get the fire extinguisher?
Fire department too?
Yes.
She says she smells smoke. They may have lit the building on fire.
No, it is on fire.
It is on fire.
It is.
Okay, Melissa.
Can I go
stand
get the...
by utility one?
Oh, ow.
Okay, Melissa, we've got him coming, hon. We've got him coming.
If somebody... He's calling my mommy.
Okay, Melissa, there's a police officer there now, okay?
There is?
Yes, there is. He's going to try and find you.
We're in the office. Just tell him.
Stand by at 33 traffic. Okay. Hold on, Melissa. We've got the ambulance coming. They're just down the street. Huh? She advises all seven are shot. They're injured. They're in the office. Where's the office at, Melissa?
No. In the door from the front desk, and then you take a right, and we're right in the building.
Okay. She says you go in. In the first desk, take a right, and they're right there at the office. Okay, I'm giving the directions on how to get to you, to the police officers that are there.
Oh, my God, please help me.
They're helping you, Melissa. We've got them rolling. Okay? You got to be brave. Got to be strong now. Okay?
Oh, God. It's going to burn us right now.
Okay. Can you see flames?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's burning us.
Okay.
Oh, I got bullets in my feet.
Okay.
The bullets in my head.
You bullet the bullets in your head too?
I can't. None of them are conscious. I'm still here.
Go ahead. I hear the officers telling you to get out. Get out.
I can't. There's nobody else.
Was that the police officer?
Yeah.
Did they get out?
Yeah.
Then get out.
Okay.
Okay.
The gunman had ordered seven workers in total into the office, where they shot all seven multiple times at point-blank range. They then set the office on fire by igniting some papers before leaving the alley. Officers responding to the call discovered that Amy Hauser, Paula Holguin, and Stephen Turan had died at the scene. Valerie Turan was rushed to a hospital, but declared dead on arrival. Melissa Rapace, despite being shot five times and being only 12 years of age, called 911 on the office phone, allowing emergency services to respond immediately and saving her life, along with her mother and Ida Holguin. However, Stephanie died in 1999 due to complications from her injuries. Police set up 10 roadblocks surrounding Las Cruces within an hour of the shooting and carefully screened anyone leaving the city. The U.S. Customs Service, Army, and Border Patrol all searched the area with planes and helicopters, but no arrests were made. The event remains unsolved. December 2020. 31-year-old Christopher Parker and 27-year-old Kimber Iverson were in a relationship and had a child together. Christopher had previously been arrested for grand theft and battery. He was incredibly abusive in the relationship towards Kimber. Arguments regularly escalated and became physical. Two domestic violence incidents involved police, and despite investigating, Kimber had not cooperated with authorities and didn't want to press charges because she said the fights were mutual. Not long after, a 911 call was placed by Christopher.
911, where is your emergency?
She's not breathing. Please come here quickly. She's not breathing. Come on.
Sir, stop yelling at me. City and what's
your name? U.S. Florida.
What's the nearest cross street, sir?
What's the nearest what?
What is the nearest cross street?
Beersford and Woodland.
What's the room number?
20.
How old is this person?
She's like 26.
Why is she not breathing? Did she take something?
She was drinking alcohol. That's all that she was drinking alcohol.
Is her
chest not breathing?
Sir, stop yelling. Is her chest rising and falling?
No, it's not. That's why I'm asking for y'all.
Is she turning blue?
Yes.
Okay,
she's
are
not
you
breathing at all?
Sir, stop. stop yelling. Are you willing to start CPR?
I've been trying. I've been breathing into her mouth. I've been pumping her chest. Yes.
Listen to me. Do you want to continue CPR?
What do you want me to do? Tell me what to do.
Is she lying flat on her back?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay. I need you to put one of your hands in the center of her chest between her nipples, and I need you to put your other hand directly on top of that, okay? We're going to do 30 compressions. You need to go at least 2 inches in depth, and we're going to go hard and fast, okay? We're going to do 30 compressions. I need you to count with me, okay?
Okay, go!
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Count with me, sir. 6. Check for breathing, sir. Do you want to do breaths?
She's not breathing.
Do you want to do breaths? Tilt her head back so her airway is open and pinch her nose and give her 2 breaths.
Baby, breathe, baby, breathe. Baby, breathe.
She didn't take anything?
No, just alcohol, just alcohol.
Okay. Let's start again, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Only 2 breaths, sir. Is she breathing? Sir, listen to me. Listen to me. My unit is almost there. Sir, do you want to keep doing compressions?
Okay.
1, 2. Go faster. Sir, check for her breathing. Okay, I have. Listen. Listen, I have units on scene. Let's go again.
When authorities arrived, they found Kimber with horrific facial injuries, including swelling and bruises all over her face. She was in critical condition and even had to be revived before being rushed to a nearby hospital. She was placed on life support, but tragically passed away due to blunt force trauma to the head. Even more heartbreaking is that Kimber's screams could be heard coming from the residence. Authorities later stated that had any neighbor dialed 911 upon hearing the initial screams, Kimber could very well still be alive. Christopher is currently jailed and awaits trial on murder charges. November 27, 2007. 61-year-old Alton Beasley confronted his daughters and his wife around 1 p.m. at a family home about an hour after meeting with lawyers about the couple's impending divorce. Soon after, a 911 call was placed.
Bingham Sheriff Office, may I help you?
Yes, please. I need a cop. I've been shot. 1040 Holly Road.
You've been shot. Where's the address, ma'am?
Yes, 1040 Holly Road.
1040 Holly Road.
Yes, he's come over here and shot 4 people. Please hurry. Please hurry.
Anybody killed there, ma'am? 4 people.
Yes, please hurry.
How many people are injured?
Four.
There's 4 people being shot.
He got me.
Hello, ma'am. Hello, Holly Lane, Holly Road.
Hello. Thank you for the safety. This is Judy.
Hey, can you send somebody near a Holly Lane, 1040 Holly Lane, and see if we just called, a lady called, said she's been shot, 4 other people shot. She's at 1040 Holly Lane, or Holly Road, and she started screaming and we lost contact.
She thinks that she's been shot?
She said she'd been shot and 4 other people, and she started screaming and said he's coming, and the phone went dead.
Beasley went on to kill his adult daughters, 36-year-old Anna and 47-year-old Elizabeth, as well as injuring one of Elizabeth's friends before killing himself. Investigators believe the impending divorce, as well as alcohol, were contributing factors to the event.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You might be surprised to know that not all serial killers are straight, cisgender white men. And the victims of true crime are not a monolith either. She's Wendy and I'm Beth, and together we host Fruit Loop's Serial Killers of Color, a true crime podcast.
Together we take deep dives into the true crime stories about marginalized and minoritized perps and victims that often go untold.
We also provide the context and nuance that these stories deserve. At Fruit Loops, we're serving up true crime with a side of history, society, culture, and some fun.
Listen to Fruit Loop Serial Killers of Color on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
March 29th, 2009. A housewarming party turned into a crime scene when, for unknown reasons, 42-year-old Devin Calathat pulled out two revolvers and started shooting.
Santa Clara 911, what's the address of the emergency? Exactly what happened?
I don't know. There's a lady laying out here on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And she's bleeding.
Okay. Are you with the lady now?
Yes, she's right here.
Okay, hold on 1 second here. Let me write what you're saying, okay?
Advertise it. Okay. Okay, stay with me. Stay with me.
Okay.
Yes, stay with me.
Okay. And so how old is the lady?
I don't know. She's my neighbor. She just moved in like 2 days ago. She looks like she's probably in her early 30s.
Okay. And is she?
Can you guys help?
Is she awake?
Yes, she's awake.
Is she breathing? Is she breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing.
Okay.
But she looks like she's going in and out of.
All right, hold on now.
Stay with me, babe. Stay with me. Are you okay? Come on. Stay with me. What happened?
What'd she say happened?
I don't know.
Okay, is she completely alert?
No, kind of.
No?
She's looking at you?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Okay.
Is the ambulance coming?
Yeah, we're going to get the ambulance started right now. Hold on for me. Do not hang up, okay?
I won't hang up.
So we're coming right in front of you,
yes,
correct?
Yes, no,
okay.
I'm
don't hang up. We're going to help her, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no problem. Together
she's
we're going to do this. Okay, and I'm going to help you do that. Where's she bleeding from?
I don't know. It's on her arms.
Okay.
Under her arm. I don't know exactly where it's coming from.
Okay. Paramedics are on the way, okay? So.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second here.
Hang in there, babe. Hang in there. I don't know. I just know. They're coming. It's 911. Can you check if her baby's in there? She's got a 4.5-year-old. She lives right here.
Okay, so hold on.
Right here. Yeah. She just moved in.
Okay, thanks.
Is your baby home?
Okay, what we're going to do is I want you...
She said her husband shot everybody.
Her husband shot everybody?
She said.
Okay.
Oh. He's right here. He's with my daughter at the doctor's.
Her husband shot everybody. That's what the lady's saying.
Just hurry up.
Okay, I'll go out with her. Hold on.
Okay, honey, are you okay? You here? She's still here. Come on, it's okay. They're coming, okay? They're coming. Is the baby okay?
No.
Where did your husband go? You don't know? Did he leave? Or did he shoot himself? Hello, come on. Come on, stay with me. Where's your husband? Where's your husband? You know?
Okay, hold on for a second. So give me the address of where the woman lives, okay?
4350 Heaton Way.
Okay, 4350. Hold on 1 second, okay? You're doing a great job. Hold on 1 second, okay?
I'm just afraid he's still here. Come on, are you still here? Come on, hang in there. Hang in there. They're coming. They're coming, okay?
Okay, all right.
They're coming.
Yeah, that's the exact house.
Yeah.
I don't... Cal Farley Way.
Come on, they're coming. Hang in there, okay? Hang in there. Come on. You can do it. I hear the sirens. They're coming.
Okay, yeah, everybody's coming. Okay, so this lady is shot in the arm, correct?
She's on the way in the pathway here.
Okay, all right. And where is her husband now?
I don't know, and she's not answering.
Okay, the woman's not answering? Like, she's not responding to you, or?
She's not responding. She's here. She's still with me.
Okay, good. Okay, now, you're saying she's only been shot in one place in the arm?
I don't know.
Okay.
She's got blood all down the side of her.
Okay, all right.
Looks like it's in the chest.
Okay, she got shot in the chest. She doesn't know where her husband is.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Come on, stay with me. Still here? Yeah? Come on, they're here. I hear them coming. You hear them? They're coming to help you. Come on. They're coming.
I don't know, okay.
Okay, what race is
Indian.
Indian male.
Is it Indian male?
I don't know if there's anybody in the house. I don't know if he shot himself. I don't know what happened.
I understand. This is just...
Oh, boy.
She's outside. They're outside.
Outside where?
They are
out. You can't miss them.
This is amazing. I mean,
I don't know if anything.
And how many do you have in your family total?
There's three that I know of because they moved in and we met them the other day. And okay. It was a husband, wife, and a 4.5-year-old.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, are you here? Okay, hang in. They're coming. I hear the sirens. They're coming. Hang in there. You can do this. Come on. Hang in there. They're coming.
Three units just north of Gary.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to help you control the bleeding, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right. I need you to get a clean, dry cloth.
A clean, dry cloth?
Yes. I want to tell you how to stop the bleeding, okay?
Okay, I don't know where it's coming from.
Okay, so you can't find the wound at all?
No, she's all covered. I don't see, like, an entrance or anything.
Do you have eyes on the house? Or
start to bed myself? I don't know. Where did you get that? Your hand? Hand?
Maybe it's,
oh, on her hand it looks like.
Okay, all right, okay, good. Can you get something clean and dry? A cloth, a towel?
Yeah, our neighbor's getting something.
Okay, great. And then you're going to press down firmly and do not lift it up to look, okay?
It doesn't look like she's bleeding out anymore, but...
Okay, so it's controlled?
I don't have sirens anymore. Where'd they go?
They're coming. I know. You're doing a wonderful job, okay?
And it's coming. They're coming, okay?
Yeah, help is on the way.
Come on, they're coming. The help is coming, okay? I know it hurts. Don't care. It's okay. Come on, you're hanging there.
It's okay,
I know. I hear them, they're cutting closer.
Okay, how is she doing?
She's still moaning a little bit. Let me know if she's here, I think.
Okay, is the hand stopped bleeding? You're saying it's controlled?
It looks like it's not bleeding anymore, but there's just so much blood.
Okay, all right. Okay, we have every police officer that we have responding, okay? Fire department's coming, paramedics are coming, okay? So we're going to have to... Okay, so the fire department is staged on Garrity. I know you need them to come in, but they have to make sure that they're not going to get harmed too, okay? I know you don't. Are you in a safe position, or what can I do with
you? Well, I'm right outside their house. Their front door is open. I can see light in there, but I can't see anybody or anything. I don't want to go any closer.
Okay. Front door to that house is open. The neighbor can't see any activity.
There's music playing. See, I heard noise earlier. My dog was barking, but I didn't know that's what it was a shot.
The front door to 4352 is open. The neighbor does not see any activity.
Okay. They're coming.
Can we bring the victim to the fire, guys?
She's not going to. She can't get up.
Okay, she can't get up.
No. Can they just come and get her real quick?
Yep. Hold on 1 second, okay? We're all in the area now. We're going to figure out what we're going to do, okay? Just stay with me. You're doing a really good job.
The police, the fire guys, everybody, paramedics. Okay, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay, come on.
Come on.
That's what they're saying. Can we move her?
Okay, everything's okay. Just make sure that you're safe, okay?
Well, that's why I don't know.
I know.
If he ran or...
I know. Okay. Does she have her husband's name? Is she willing to give that to you?
What's your husband's name? No, she's not talking.
Okay.
It's okay. Come on, hang in there.
The victim's just not talking. I can't get more info.
It's inaudible, that's all. I mean, she's trying. She really is.
Okay. Victim is not able to be understood.
Can you...
That's on Eden. Yeah, 4350.
See, we don't know where she's really shot, so I don't know if we move her if we're going to hurt her.
Don't move her. Don't move her unless she's in danger, okay? And I know she could be in danger, but we're going to leave her right there for just a minute, okay? All right, and then you just keep your eyes on everything going around the situation, okay? If you need to leave because you're in harm's way, I want you to do that, okay? Do you hear me? I don't want anybody else hurt, okay?
Okay, I know. Okay. They're coming. I hear the sirens. It's okay, honey. It's okay. Let me see. I know it's just right there. I don't know where else. 503,
is it north or south of Kelly?
If you get down Kelly, you go left.
Okay, if you get on Kelly, you go left is what they're saying.
We're all the way down the end. It's a dead end.
Okay. Okay, you're doing a wonderful job. They're all asking
questions. South of Kelly. The address is south of Kelly.
Okay, I'm looking at the map, too.
Looking
for the One more time.
4350
East, 4350
East.
Looks like it's
worth it. Are they coming?
That's what
you
said, yep.
Mm. You get them, tell them to come down here. Come on, they're here, okay?
Did they come in? Did they walk in?
I hear them.
Okay.
I hear the pencil light.
Okay, you just stay right there, okay, until you're...
Okay. Okay, they're here.
Okay, good. I'm going to release the line, okay? You follow their instructions, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Next door.
Devin had shot and killed his two children, as well as three other family members. Abba had been shot six times by her husband, Devin, before running outside and collapsing near the home of her neighbor, Cheryl, who can be heard on the call. Cheryl tended to Abba, pleading to stay with her until help arrived. Abba miraculously survived. However, she is not able to eat solid foods because her intestines were so badly damaged. Once she had recovered enough, Abba was able to have an emotional meeting with Cheryl, the woman she credits with saving her life. During Devin's autopsy, a benign tumor was found in his brain. Abba speculated that this may have been the reason, as he generally was a very loving person before the attack. And that's all for this episode of Disturbing Calls. As always, thanks to all of you for supporting the show. Your support allows me to keep the show going and continue putting out content for you to enjoy. And don't forget to stay safe out there, y'all.